Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're with me this hour. I always have to remind you, it's part of the housekeeping portion of what I do, to go to travelers411.com and go to sabrams.com, two of the portions of our family of award-winning websites. And I want you to check out everything. The photo gallery, my blog. I have a lot to say on my blog. And, you know, I hope you go to my Facebook. I really just started putting effort into my Facebook in the last, 4 or 5 months maybe. And you can go to, it's Stephanie.Abrams.94. Remember that? Stephanie.Abrams.94. What I've been doing of late is I will start with a little snippet of something just so you get the main idea. And if you want to read more, you click, it'll take you over to my blog. Isn't that good? That could be good. So I have some things I want to share with you, and then we're going to go off and talk about a world-class cultural iconic place here in Berkshire County, just down the road from me. Where from me here at the beautiful Crowne Plaza Pittsfield, Berkshire, or is it Berkshire Pittsfield? I kind of like Berkshire Crowne Plaza Hotel, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. That's so much easier for me to handle. It's a wonderful full service hotel with a big pool where the water is nice and warm and it doesn't take you 20 minutes to ease yourself into the. I hate that. Do you hate that? Some people are marvelous at taking the running jump and just get immersed in, you know. The only way you get me to do that is if you let me jump in with an ice pick so I can chunk away the cold water. But here at the Berkshire Crowne Plaza Hotel, it's all nice, tepid. Of course, the problem with that is that when you get out, the air feels so much colder than the water that, you know, just have a terry bathrobe or a big towel to wrap around you when you crawl out. Marvelous thing, because this Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts is a 12-month tourism destination. And there are also a lot of nice businesses here that people come out to do business with, but it's really a perfect place. And if you're into winter, it's a super perfect place. And if you're not into winter, right after Thanksgiving, you get your traveling shoes on and come back in April. It's not a bad life. But the people who live here, especially the teenagers, my goodness. When we've been having, you know, below 20 degrees, below 10 degrees, below zero weather, and then suddenly we have a day that's 34 degrees. There are many adults and tons of teens who are out there in like a t-shirt with a flannel shirt on top that's unbuttoned. And maybe flip-flops because they think it's a heat wave. That wouldn't be a description of me, by the way. I'm the one bundled like a bear. So I have some things I want to share with you that, you know, I thought were interesting and funny and in my travels. All right, let me first share with you some travel industry craziness that people in the travel industry and all of you who are flyers who go to California often or live in on the West Coast or in or out of California often. You know the airport code for Los Angeles International Airport? Raise your hand if you know and let me count. It's LAX. LAX is a three-letter code for Los Angeles Airport. Maybe one day we'll do a little tutorial in airport codes. It's really important. You get the airport, you know, especially if you're doing brain surgery self-inflicted, making your own plans to go somewhere. Look out when you buy that non-refundable ticket and you think you're going to Barbados and you just bought a ticket to Baltimore. Years ago, Barbados was referred to as part of the British West Indies. It's not referred to, it's just referred to as West Indies for the longest time now. But I can tell you a story about somebody who thought when they were going to, they wanted to go to Barbados and they put in BWI for British West Indies, got a real inexpensive fare. They couldn't believe how cheap the fare was. Of course it was. They bought a ticket to Baltimore Washington International. What a surprise that was when they got to the airport, thinking they're getting on a flight to Barbados and they're getting on a flight to Baltimore. Anybody that's ever been to Baltimore knows they're not in Barbados. But LAX is Los Angeles. So about a month or so ago, I had the TV on in the background. We keep CNN, MSNBC, whatever news is on. In our office, in our administrative office, so that, you know, if something's happening that's affecting travel, we know about it the second it's announced. And because of that, there are commercials that will be playing. Typically, we don't have any interaction with television commercials because, like you, we're smart enough to either record what we want to see and zip through the commercials, or we simply put the TV on, put it on pause for 10 or 15 minutes, and then whatever we want to watch, again, we're ahead of the cycle and can zip through the commercials. That's the joy. For all our advertisers or people thinking about it, that's the joy of advertising on radio. Nobody's skipping through your commercials. So the news is on, this commercial comes on, and the visual, and we keep the sound low, because you can see if there's breaking news or something, then we can turn the sound up. Well, I turn the sound up because here comes this commercial, and I can't believe it that Los Angeles International Airport is advertising on national TV. That's very unusual. Airports don't usually, when they advertise, they don't advertise that way. And there's the big visual. I love it's a heart. I heart LAX. I thought, look at that. What is that about? And I turned it on. It's a laxative. And I thought to myself, only people in the travel industry looked at that and thought of Los Angeles. Every time I see it, makes me think of Los Angeles. And now I got to tell you another little story I've been saving and hope I can squeeze it into the minute and a half I've got left to talk with you before we go off to Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, a place that also has great contemporary plays, so don't get turned off yet. And their Shakespeare is done so well, even those of you who were tortured in high school will love it. Anyway, we're in Ireland. If the people sitting at the table next to me had been Irish, there would have been a very receptive, oh, is that so? I have to, you know, talk about that. But because the people next to me were from America, the kind of response I got to my sticking my nose in their business was very different. The woman at the table next to us, and they were some, I think they were, I don't know, somewhere in the south of the U.S. I don't know exactly where. They were ordering, she was trying to explain to the waiter that she didn't want the whole lobster. She only wanted the tail. And I'm listening to this story, and I'm laughing on the inside and crying on the outside, frankly. And finally, they go in circles, and she explains to him she doesn't want the whole lobster. It's too big. She just wants the tail. What the woman wanted was lobster tails. Lobster tails, as I explained to her husband when I bumped into him in a hallway walking to and from the ladies' room, and he was coming from the men's room, I said, hi, excuse me, by the way. You might want to explain to your wife that lobster tails are not the tails of a lobster. It's a whole separate fish called shellfish that is either called a crayfish or a crawfish, depending on where you live. And it's actually what you're eating is the abdomen of the crayfish or crawfish. And if you put on the menu crayfish abdomen, who would order it? So it is euphemistically called lobster tails. But it's not the tail of a lobster. And I explained it to him in a nice way. I said, you might, because she was making that waiter nuts. I said, you might want to have a look at that. And he looked at me and said, I'm from the South. We know our fish. And walked off. And I thought, it's so American. And I was surprised, because Southerners usually aren't like that. They're much more charming. But people, yeah. So if you're going out and you want lobster tails, don't ask for the tail of the lobster. We're coming right back to talk about Shakespeare and Company. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarede Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Portions of today's show brought to you by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Meander around Cushedin, an enchanting seaside Storybrooke village. Follow its winding scenic paths along its beachfront and harbor. Visit its unique shops and then stop at Carrickarede Rope Bridge. For details, visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickarede. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Galgorm Resort and Spa. When exploring Northern Ireland, indulge yourself in luxury you will never forget at Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena, halfway between Belfast and Giant's Causeway. Visit galgorm.com for details.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm happy you're with us for this very moment, because earlier, actually it wasn't earlier today, earlier yesterday, I was very happy to have on Travelers 411, my Saturday show that airs over many of these same stations, and you can find it at sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and travelers411.com, and you'll find podcasts, archived audio, streaming nonstop 24/7, last four of each of the shows. But yesterday I had on the air with me Matt Penn, and what a delightful person he is, and very talented in the theater, and just being a person he's very talented at. I met Matt for the first time. Be funny to call him Pat Men. I met Matt Penn, whose name has been in your living room or den or bedroom or wherever your TV is more times than you realize, because probably something like, well, over 100 of the Law and Order episodes he either directed or produced, as well as Sopranos and House and... what's the other one whose name I always get wrong? Hill Street Blues. His father, since apples do not fall far from trees, was the Academy Award-winning director Arthur Penn. And actually, he was nominated for... I think he won, didn't he? He won for one of them. Bonnie and Clyde, The Miracle Worker. There was the story of Helen Keller with Anne Bancroft and Patty Duke when she was a little girl. Amazingly talented person. And my introduction to him took place at Shakespeare and Company, a place he calls Shakes and Co., which sounds like steak and ale or something, you know. But no, it's Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, which is a hop and a jump from the Crown Plaza Hotel, the Crown Plaza Berkshire Pittsfield Hotel, in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where our studio is. So you have to come by and say hi to us. And we were talking about some new projects he's into and reminiscing about some wonderful plays that he directed at Shakespeare and Company, like Beauty Queen of Lunan and Mother of the Maid, The Maid of Orleans, Joan of Arc. That was wonderful, wonderful theater, wonderful theater. What's amazing about it is you go to this wonderful theater at Shakespeare and Company. World-class performances in state-of-the-art, wonderful theaters where you really feel close enough to hold an actor's hand. And you're in the middle of this beautiful, rural, mountainous, out in the middle of nowhere in western Massachusetts, in Berkshire County. And you come out after the theater performance feeling wonderful, having seen something glorious, get in your car, and within about 7 minutes, you're either at your hotel or you've reached your house. One or the other. You live up here or you... You know, no traffic. It doesn't cost you $50 to park the car. It's just... It's an amazing experience. And Shakespeare and Company is a year-round theater that has a small window in the dead of winter when they're closed. Gives them a chance to do some internal refurbishment and whatnot. But for the most part, you can regard it as a year-round operation. So don't just think you need to come in the summer and then it's all over, because really it's just getting heated up. I have with me in the studio today Ariel Bach. She's been a guest before. So if you go to S. Abrams, SABRAMS.com, and you put Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, Bach, which is spelled just the way it sounds, into the search box, or you put Shakespeare and Company, you'll get links to the interviews that we've done with her. And if you put in the more, in the broader Shakespeare and Company search, you'll get links to everybody we've ever interviewed associated with Shakespeare and Company. It'll really give you a good education on what's here. And on the subject of education, it's not just a performance house. It's also very much involved in... I hate to say training, but it really is. It's actor training and it's all kinds of skills associated with acting and creating a theatrical performance on a campus setting that's like a college campus, right here in Lenox, Massachusetts, just down the road a piece from where we are in Pittsfield. And that made it very easy, easier in terms of distance to arrive than in making the time to get here. That was the hard part. We have Ariel Bach here in Studio 35 with us. I haven't seen you in a couple of years now, other than on the stage or something.
That's right.
You know, but it's good to have you back in our studio.
It's great to be here.
Coming.
You're very welcome.
How many performances? You are artistic director, and Jonathan Croy is as well. So you cohabitate the artistic director.
Yep. There's plenty to do, so it's good that there's two of us.
It's a huge job.
It's huge, yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, we're going to hear from you about what's going on this year, rest of this year, rest of the summer, into the fall, whatever. But I can remember in years past interviewing the artistic director of the moment and learning that there were 8 productions going on pretty much at the same time.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's a lot of craziness. When you've got 8 different shows going, Monday it's this, Wednesday it's that, Tuesday it must be Belgium.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot to handle.
Yeah. And we do a lot of extra things like lectures and special events. And also we have a huge education program. So if you come to our campus to see a show, you may also see 50 small children all doing Shakespeare. Running around the campus.
How delicious is that?
So it's quite nice. Really wonderful.
How delicious is that?
In addition to all the training actors that you mentioned who are here this month. But they'll be gone in July and August, I think. But it really, it's never a dull moment, let me say.
I would think.
Never.
But the quality of what's done at Shakespeare and Company is truly world-class.
Yeah. Well, we work hard to make things as good as we can.
How long have you been there?
I've actually been there since the second year of the company. I came in 1979. So next year is going to be our 40th year.
Wow.
And I will have been there 39 of those years.
Wow.
So
congratulations.
Yeah, I came as a young apprentice actor.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Come right back talking with Ariel Bach, artistic director at Shakespeare & Company. One more reason that you need to put on your list of why you need to come visit us in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts. This is Stephanie Abrams here. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaree Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a $1 million sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaree. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaree.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Movie star.
It's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have with me in the studio Ariel Bach, the artistic director, one of two, the other being Jonathan Croy, who are the artistic directors at Shakespeare and Company. Their website is shakespeare.org. It's a very practical site from the point of view of giving you all the information you need of regarding what performances there are. And there's like, you know, it's a three-ring circus over there. So it's not like a theater in other cities where for 8 weeks they will have the same show or longer. They've got shows rotating in and out all summer long, all year long. And so you've got to pay attention so that you make sure you connect. But and there's a capability to buy your tickets online or call the box office. And this is something you need to do. If you're listening to us in the state of Washington or Arizona or somewhere, you're coming into New York or you're coming into Boston or you're coming in anywhere within a 500-mile drive of Western Massachusetts. There's good roads to get here. Once you get here, you're going to think you're in Ireland because it's all country roads and lanes, and it's just charming and lovely and wonderful. But we're 2 hours from Boston, and we're 2.5 hours from New York City. And no matter what direction you are arriving from, it is the most gorgeous drive. And once you're in this little pocket of New England, you are in easy reach of Vermont. You're in easy reach of Montreal. Just remember to bring your passport, because a four-hour drive from Berkshire County to downtown Montreal. And so, you know, if you're somewhere in the Midwest or the West or the South thinking about a holiday, you could build yourself a beautiful week to 2 week to 3 week. You know, you can linger here. If you stay here long enough, you'll wake up one morning calling a realtor to see if there's some place you can buy or rent. I think that's how many of us got here.
Yep.
So, Ariel, how many different shows are in progress between now and, let's say, October?
Well, we have, I think, 9 actual shows.
Wow.
Actually, 10.
And
we have
a minute,
number
you'll be up
of
to a
special
dozen.
Events. But yeah, I think 10.
You know, and some people have been tortured by teachers who didn't know how to teach Shakespeare and left generally high school students, often college students, with the burden of trying to figure out,
right,
I know these words individually, but when they are put together in this order with a TH at the end of every one of them,
yep,
I don't know what that means. There is something amazing that happens in the theater when you actually hear the actors speak.
Completely agree. Yeah, it changes. You really, it's a completely different experience than reading on the page. And for us, our theaters are intimate enough, even the big theater, that you're so close to all the action. It's like you won't even recognize it as the play you studied in high school.
But, you know, well, there's two kinds of, I'm sure it could break down into more than two, but I mean, for me, simplistically, there are two mm-hmm. kinds of plays that are presented. One is Shakespearean or based on Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And the other is contemporary, maybe commissioned by Shakespeare and Company, new works that mm-hmm. haven't been seen before, works that Shakespeare and Company has done before and brought back again by popular demand.
Right.
And so for those of you who graduated from high school or college and said, I'm never going near Shakespeare again, maybe you want to give this a little chance, because I've been told in the past that the And Company of Shakespeare and Company is the contemporary part.
That's right. We have a lot of contemporary plays this year, too. And we've been exploring new plays, especially by women playwrights, more than we usually have in the past. I think that gives a nice balance because Shakespeare was a guy and he has a lot of guys in his plays. And
well, so but essentially in the early stages, a woman that was an actress was considered a harlot.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It was generally men dressed up as women
who played the
parts.
Yeah, who played all the women. And we're doing one play called Orr, which is about Aphra Behn, who was the first female English language paid playwright. And in fact, she was
originally... Where did she live?
She lived just after Shakespeare in the early 1700s.
Wow.
And she was a spy. That was what she did for most of her life. But then she became a writer and she wrote plays. And we're actually doing one of the plays that she wrote, a comedy, on our outdoor little tented theater that the family-friendly plays called The Emperor of the Moon. But we're doing a play about her life, which is also a comedy, called Orr. And that's a strange title. It's actually Orr with a comma. And I always think of it as meaning or, like, or what?
Right.
What's next? So I think that, and that's the play that Todd Randolph is in. And we're actually...
I adore her.
We're bringing back one of the longtime company members who hasn't been with us for a while, Alan Burroughs. I don't know if you remember him.
Name.
Yeah, he was in Henry V when we did Henry V.
Now, let's
he was
stop about Henry V. I think it was that Henry, because you did all the Henrys.
We've done a lot of the Henrys. We're up to the sixes this year.
Well, I think it was one of the Henrys where here we are in the midst of this Shakespeare. You know, you do Shakespeare with a contemporary twist.
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, which one? Do you remember? I maybe.
Oh, those a couple of years ago with
the cell phones.
yeah, yes, I remember that.
The knights needed to let each other know, you know, the war is about to commence. And so to get all the information out to all the king's soldiers and all the knights, they all took out their cell phones. And here they're all dressed in Shakespearean
garb. Yeah, classic,
garb.
Pretty classic, yeah.
Yeah, they look cute, you know, it's like, you know, Robin Hood men in tights.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking cute, and they all take out their cell phones, and they're calling one another to tell. And then King Henry takes out his laptop, and he's doing something at his desk there. I mean, it was hilarious.
It is amazing. I think our show this year, Merchant of Venice, is actually going back into the more classic format, where the costumes will be gorgeous and ornate. And
your costumes are always wonderful.
I know.
Even when they're simple.
They're beautiful.
Even
yes.
when they're simple. And you often have in the lobby reception area where people congregate before and during intermission. And if there's a reception afterward or whatever.
Yep.
And there are often costumes on display that change on a rotating basis. And whoever does your costume design, I know there are different people that have
all
different things.
People, yeah.
What talented people.
Yeah,
my goodness.
They're so amazing.
I'd like to put in an order for a couple of those dresses. I'll tell you, they're just absolutely stunning. What Shakespearean plays are going to be happening in the next several months?
Well, we're doing our main stage show is Merchant of Venice, and then we're also doing Two Gentlemen of Verona. And Merchant of Venice, directed by Tina Packer, who's our founding artistic director. And Jonathan Epstein is playing Shylock, and he's one of our senior company actors. I think he's been here for years and years. A long
Tina
time.
Does both acting, and she's directed a lot of plays.
She was our director for a long time, and before she started, I mean, she was an actress in England. Then she came over here. I think she wanted to put her own stamp as a director on Shakespeare. And so she wound up coming up here.
Yeah, it probably wasn't going to happen so fast in England.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
But she found a group of people that she loved working with here. And she loved the Berkshires. She fell in love with it.
I've seen her in a few plays.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, we were talking about Beauty Queen of Lenin, the play by Martin McDonagh, who is from the Galway area of Ireland. And I was telling Matt Penn again yesterday when we talked about it. We've driven through Lenin. I have photos of, you know, you've now
beautiful.
Entered Lenin.
Beautiful,
and welcome to Lenin signs and whatnot. She was amazing in that play.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, there are days when somebody is doing something that's getting on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, in my head, I hear Tina Packer saying, Maureen, calling her daughter, Maureen.
Well, but she's developed a lot of wonderful and now sort of, in a way, classic techniques for directing a play, too. And I think that you'll see in Merchant of Venice something really spectacular.
I should interview her one day because I'd be really be interested in that discussion because years and years ago, I'm talking decades ago, we were living on Long Island. So hi, all you all out there that are listening on Long Island. We went to the Port Washington Library in Nassau County where some director person had been invited to speak, but he was in film. He directed film. And I asked the question, what exactly is... I mean, I always looked at the director from the point of view of telling the actor, face this way, you know, speak a little louder, play it a little softer. But what else does the director do? And his answer to me, this nasty, rotten creepus, I'll never forget, and this happened 100 years ago. He said, if you don't know what a director does, there's no point in explaining it to you. And I thought, you know, somebody ought to knock some lights on your head. You know, I mean, do something, shake you up, fella. But I then later met a fellow named Randolph Wands who directs things like the Super Bowl and Christmas Mass in Rome.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff like that. And found out what a director does besides direct actors. Stay with me. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
A weekend in the country.
It's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Ariel Bach with me, artistic director at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. And one day soon, I hope we'll have the pleasure of the company of Jonathan Croy, who is the other artistic director at Shakespeare and Company. We don't want to leave him out because his feelings hurt. That won't be good.
He's directing Two Gentlemen of Verona this year, so when you have him on, you can talk a lot about that.
So let's just run through what the other Shakespearean plays are that are, you know, the real deal, always with a twist.
Always with a twist. Right. So we have Merchant of Venice that I mentioned, the two Gentlemen of Verona. Those are both at our main stage, Tina Packer Playhouse. And by the way, we've redesigned the main stage this year, so it's in the round. So nobody will be more than a few feet from the action. The seats are going all around the stage.
Wow.
It's a theater that's designed to do that, but we just have never tried it that way. And we thought it would be, of a twist.
It's been U-shaped.
It would be fun. Yeah, it's been U-shaped.
You know, with runways and catwalks and whatnot, and people who leap from the stage to some...
and things flying in from the ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, there are people climbing up like they're climbing a castle wall, and they're actually climbing the rafters and into the balcony and whatnot. I mean, it's just... This is a happening. This is not... You know, when I talk about Tanglewood as the, you know, summer home of the Boston Symphony... It's not your normal outdoor concert. It's not, you know, yet again another band shell somewhere where people are playing nice music. It really is a happening that you have to experience because it's impossible to explain to you really what it is to be at Tanglewood. You have to go and experience, and then you'll know, and you'll go back again and again. And it's the same thing with Shakespeare and Company. And you want to talk about a gorgeous day? I will tell you, you know, Tanglewood is our summer vacation, so we have like a million concerts.
It's a great place, yeah.
There are days when we're going to the 8 o'clock performance at Tanglewood, and we're going to a 3 o'clock performance that same afternoon at Shakespeare and Company. And when we get out, it'll be like 5:30. We'll have dinner, we'll have dinner on the grounds of Tanglewood, be there for the concert. Yeah. You want to talk about a perfect day?
That's a perfect Berkshire
evening. I'm telling you, I've got a whole bunch of days like that lined up where we've got a matinee at Shakespeare and Company, off for dinner, out to Tanglewood. Ah, it's like living like the king.
Well, our third Shakespeare play is the beautiful lyrical comedy Twelfth Night. Uh-huh. And that is going to be on the grounds of the Mount.
Edith Wharton's former summer home.
Yeah, so that's a nice outdoor experience. And that's our Northeast Regional Tour actors.
And, you know, for people that don't live in this county and have no history here, for those of you who are listening on WBRK 101.7 FM and have been here any length of time, you know history in this county. Shakespeare and Company performing at the Mount is the perfect living example of the message of St. Patrick called reconciliation.
Yes, it is.
So,
and
bravo.
It's a joy for both of us. I think
bravo.
We're both so happy about it.
Bravo.
So that's
wonderful.
Wonderful play if you have a family or to bring kids to.
So now where do they actually do the play?
Just beyond the stable. There's a lovely little hill, a very nice sloping hill. And
right.
The actors have a little stage at the base of the hill and the audience sits on the hill. And it's a beautiful experience. Beautiful.
It's a beautiful house to visit too. Yeah. And when you come to Berkshire County, now here's the perfect day. You can start out and visit the Mount, which was the summer home of Edith Wharton, who wrote that very dark novel you may have been forced to read in high school called Ethan Frome. She was also very much into home decoration of the Gilded Age, mm-hmm. and formal gardens and whatnot. And later that beautiful building and the grounds became a school.
Yep.
Down the road a piece, not even a quarter of a mile, it is the Norman Rockwell Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And about a quarter of a mile further down the road is Chesterwood. That was the home of Daniel Chester French, who's the one who is credited with the sculpture of Lincoln in the chair that's inside the Lincoln Memorial. He didn't do the architecture of the building, but every time you look at the Lincoln in the chair in the Lincoln Memorial, think Berkshire County. So just on that one little road, you've got the Mount, where you can visit the place, you can see a play. And if you start at, what time are those? Are those in the evening? Or
It ranges. There's some in the afternoon, and some in the sort of at noon, and some in the later afternoon. But
okay.
They're not in the evening because there's no lights.
Right.
No electricity. So.
Got it. Yeah. Well, that could
gotta
be cool.
Got to come to one of our campus for the
you
night.
You go to the, here's what you do. You go to the Mount, you see a noon production. You get down the road, a quarter of a mile, Norman Rockwell Museum. They have a lovely terrace, and if things are the same this year as they've been the last couple of years, the Red Lion Inn is the one that supplies the food that you can get on the terrace there and sit and just feel like $1 million, have a nice little lunch, visit the Norman Rockwell Museum, head down the road another half a mile, visit Chesterwood, and then keep going into Lenox, have your dinner, go over to Shakespeare and Company and see something that's going to play at what, 7, 8 o'clock at night?
7:30, yeah.
There you are. And what a day.
Yep.
So
sounds
think
great.
About that,
sign
people.
Me up.
Yeah, okay, so now let's talk about the contemporary plays.
Yeah, we have some wonderful contemporary plays this year. Already playing is called a play called The Taming. It's a sexy, witty, political farce. And it's hard for me to describe, but you will laugh. If you stop laughing, I'll be surprised.
Is it based on Taming of the Shrew?
It is not really based on it. It's inspired
by it.
The characters, instead of Petruchio, there's Patricia. Instead, there is a Bianca and there is a Catherine. But it's a contemporary. Catherine is a beauty queen. And they're three women who are setting out to rewrite the Constitution.
Well, I'm going to be seeing it next week.
Oh, I hope
so. So I will be talking about it on the air and doing a blog and whatnot, bring everybody up to date.
That's
yeah.
playing through the end of July. And then just opening, we're just in previews, is Ugly Lies the Bone. And I know that's a really strange title.
It really is.
It comes from an old poem which talks about how beauty is just skin deep, but ugly lies the bone. The bone is what survives.
Gotcha.
And beauty fades away. So that's where it's from. It's a brand new play by a wonderful writer named Lindsay Ferrantino. And I don't want to say it's just a play about a woman veteran returning home. It's filled with humor and love and magic. I won't tell you what the magic is. You have to come see it.
It's a wonderful play.
And I can say that because I'm in it.
Well, we've got a little more than half a minute, so tell me what else.
Also, Sotto Voce, I'd have to mention
that. We had Annette Miller on about a month or so. Go to sabrams.com, put Annette Miller, easier to spell than Sotto Voce, and you can get the archived audio of that performance. I mean, we're going to see, yeah.
Yep, and then Cry Havoc, just for a short run, which is a wonderful one-man show about this Stefan Wolfert, who was in the army and then as an act, he had a terrible experience, but acting Shakespeare saved him and brought him into the present.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. Everybody, come back next week. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.